Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet sounds of the 60s.
Hey, I heard you were a wild bird.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. For all of you friends and family that are calling in today, remember we have an exciting guest, so grab onto your phone. Call us at 773-897-6461. Welcome all your new friends up in Canada. Yes, we're here. We're going wild. I want to welcome you to Toronto. You're welcome to call in. We can also work with a lot of you that know that you call in through the Skype. You know, do it through there. Do it through the internet. We're looking forward to hearing. This is Psychics Gone Wild. For those of you new to the show, we've got a lot of new fans that are tuning in. This show is a very positive, light show, and we work with those people that have got that individual uniqueness. We call it wildness. They were able to take and stand up against something that maybe was unique, different, or something that is very spiritual in the light way of helping themselves or others with the gift of being able to sense things. And we have a lot of friends here writing in. They want to know about Christiana Carter, and you're going to know about her because she's here today. And the exciting part is the Experiment with God book is a phenomenal book. That how many of you ladies have asked, I want something I can work with, something tangible that I can put into words, work with the process of it, put myself into something that I can say, here, this is where my intuition is going. Here's where things are happening. We were very blessed to have an individual who you're going to meet here who did exactly that. She's got the book out there. You know, she found the letter that God wrote to you. The readers of this book attend my last week in the process of it, and we have a lot of people saying, what's happening? And this is, you just heard me read one of our friends who was writing. She's like, I'm reading the book, and this is what's happening, Jethro. I'm excited. I'm writing you on Facebook here, and I just started looking at it. You were very correct about the fact that this book has got a way of helping each other. This is on the New York Times best-selling author, too. You know, this was one of the people that we're looking at, and she was also got a very good word from Raymond Aron, you know, who is also best, New York Times best-selling author. For those of you teasing me, you're tuning in, we are having a very wild Mercury retrograde. So if you hear me and you're getting things happening and it's a little wild, bear with me. You heard the laugh, and I'm going to introduce you now to our phenomenal artist and author just here. How are you doing, Christiana Carter?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much for having me on today.
We love you. We are here. And those of you tuning in, remember to visit the website as we're going along. I want you to follow along. I want you to do the Experiment with God. Go to www.experimentwithgod.com and check out, look at Christianity. You're welcome to ask questions. I've got you guys typing and multitasking. So those of you tuning in are teasing, going, Jethro, you're not eating. We're glad to hear that. I don't eat all the time, just about 37 out of the 20, 4 hours of the day. So they're going to tease you. So welcome to the wildness. Christiana, tell us a little bit about this. I mean, you know your experience and gifts. We got people already writing in. They said they can feel your energy. You're very gifted.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's like I started, I don't know if you've ever been in a place in your life where you're like in struggle and you feel like you're pushing a boulder up a hill. And I was in that place and I kept banging my head against a wall and I'm like, life can't be this hard. Like, I'm clearly missing something. And I kept praying and I'm like, I want an answer. And I kept hearing this voice in my head say, well, why don't you live my vision of your life for 30 days? And I was like, well, do you have anything else? And I kept blowing it off for years. And it wasn't until I was in a really, I was getting out of an abusive marriage and I was just, my life was picking up all the pieces and putting everything back together. And I was in a place where I just needed that extra support. And I kept looking outside of myself and I was missing that inner strength, that inner knowing. And what I was able to do is, well, the short version is I was jumping up and down on like a little trampoline and I like leapt off and I rolled my foot and nearly broke my toe, so I couldn't move. And I had this woman who came into my life out of nowhere in this one section of my life. And she said, it sounds like you got a message you're not acting on. And I'm like, no. And she's like, really? Like nothing small? And I'm like, no. And she's like, really? And I'm like, okay, well, there is this one thing, but it's completely insignificant. And she's like, what is it? And I said, well, God keeps saying, why don't you live my vision of your life for 30 days? And why don't you believe what I believe to be true about you? And she's like, okay, that's not small. And she's like, do you need to break a leg before you finally take action? And I'm like, no, I'll do it. And so that's actually how the book started. And what's amazing is, I don't know if anybody else can relate, but do you ever have that voice in your head that like beats you up? So it's like you start getting momentum, but that little voice sort of sabotages you. And this process takes that little voice out of the equation for 30 days where you get to just believe the best of yourself. And it's an incredibly empowering opportunity. And then all of a sudden you get that inner strength where you stop looking outside for the answers and you start knowing them in yourself. And it's incredibly powerful.
I love it. And, Christiana, you're right along here with those of us holistic who know the voice of God, working with the angels. And what was such a beautiful thing for those of you that are tuning in, I have read the book and I've got you guys writing over here, is it's beautiful. You've got some things here that you talk about actually, you're asking questions of the higher power and it's answering you back. And that's what we've been working on prayers, we work on meditation. Christiana wants you to grab a pen, get to work with this and start working with it. I have a lot of you ladies writing going, I feel very distraught. Can she help me? That's what we're telling you. Yes.
Absolutely.
And part of it is her unconditional belief. This is right there the first thing. Faith is something not tangible that you can grab and do, but we know that faith works. You just can't always see it. What we're asking you today is to get a hold of us. Check this out. We've got people writing in. You can get this book through Amazon. We've got people writing in here right now. Going, Jethro, I just looked it up. The pages are beautiful. I love the seed that she put on the beginning of it. It gives me hope reading about abundance and bounty. Is Christiana happy or is she a runner? Oh, yes, Christiana happy. Listen to the show. Does she sound happy?
Hey, absolutely. And I have to tell you, it's really interesting. And I was sharing this with Jethro earlier. When I did this, I was getting out of an abusive marriage, right? And I had actually lost the ability to laugh. And I had to retrain myself to laugh and to see the light because I just had gotten in a really dark place. And God wrote, I said, is there... It's in the book, I'm like, is there a man in my life? And he's like, your man is on the way. And, that's nice. But when you're in that place, you're like, okay, but what about now, And what's amazing is I just recently got engaged. I'm with the most incredible partner who who was incredibly supportive. He actually wrote the poem on the front of the book called Invitation to the Willow, which basically encompasses all the lessons of the book. I mean, he's an incredibly brilliant human being. And he was actually my freshman high school crush that we got together over a fluke. Clearly there's no flukes, but we got together in a way that it was definitely divine intervention. So it really, everything does come full circle, and there is an opportunity. And if you're in that place where you're struggling right now, this will give you that inner strength within yourself, that inner knowing, that inner relationship. And I don't know if you're like me, but I have in the past been really good at being really busy, so I can't hear that voice. And this really just gets you in a practice where not only do you really get to have to start cultivating that voice, and God even says through it, you know, at first it'll start sounding like yourself, but the more you tune in, he's going to start coming through. So just stick with it. It's a 30-day process. But what it does is it rewrites the script of your life and what's possible. And God dreams a lot bigger than you do. And whoever God is to you, right? I'm not telling you who God is. God is whoever you believe him to be. Universe, great spirit, source, God, Allah, Buddha, whatever that is. It doesn't matter because it's a personal experience.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, you hear now, and you've got a lot there, Christiana just said to you. This is a survivor. She's talking here, and I've got some of you guys. You're typing so fast. I love you guys. Definitely, you'll get a chance. And remember, the second half of the show, we're going to do some little questions and answering. And so you get to talk to Christiana. You're going to talk with me. Those of you, I'm doing psychic questions. I will do a mini question for you here because we've got so many. We've got people writing in. They're like, oh, my God, Jethro, I'm glad you found her. Christiana's given me hope. My husband, for years, has told me that I need to get out of his life. We have a very sad relationship. Today I was very distraught and upset and called in to the show to hear your message, Jethro. I was very upset. I was looking at Florida. I just did a little bit of homework sitting here and realized you both have been in Florida. I can relate. You did tell me before, Jethro, to leave this relationship and to move on. Now I realize this was a blessing from God. Here I am listening to this. This is Mary Haber. And Mary Haber, you said I could say your name so we are over the air. Mary is writing here as we speak. She goes, Christiana has got a very strong energy. I am looking here. I found some things on her article, and I'm definitely going to look at this. I was excited to see that I may even be able to get this book through Kindle. Yeah, because then you can do it immediately, Mary.
Well, Kindle, it's not on Kindle yet, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
It's not on Kindle yet. It's getting put on Kindle. Yeah. So I apologize.
Oh, so Mary, did you hear that? So what you, and you know what you can do is do a service over here. You know, the Friends of Ours over at Barnes & Noble, they can work with you. I bet you get the book in. This is, and she's teasing me. She's writing down, you need to come back to Tampa. We want to eat. I've been very depressed. This is a friend of mine there.
Aww.
And we're right. This is what Christiana is doing. She's housing people. You know, Christiana, you talked about a bad relationship. I didn't hear you bring all this stuff out about him, and then you just went right on. You're engaged to be married. Who told you? You said, so you heard from your own energy that you were going to marry this person? You didn't believe it, did
you?
Yeah,
so In Experiment with God, I was writing about, you know, what about my relationship? Am I gonna have a partner? Because I was in that dark place, very much like Mary, like, you know, okay, at the end of something, it's hard to see the beginning of something new. And it took 5 years. I mean, it took a while. I didn't meet him till 4 years. I didn't meet him till 2015. But what was amazing is I found myself in the process. And the stronger that I got within myself and the more connected that I got, the more I was able to just shine my light through. And that light attracted him.
Oh, yeah. See, and those of you tuning in or sitting here, they've seen a picture of Mary on Facebook. Mary has very strong energy. What I love about it is that this is a surviving person that's had other lives. I do see an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Or a spirit working. This girl's obviously a faith, Jethro. Where did you find her? I actually found it through a friend of ours through Facebook who told me of the book. You know, it's a female book, but if you think about it, it's not. I mean, I have you men writing me. I read the book.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this book will work with anyone. Faith alone will do it. She takes this challenge, gives you a way of thinking for 30 days and see what you can do through you and you can accomplish together. You know, we're talking serious. Now, I'm teasing you, Vaughn, because you've always joked with me that's a friend of mine. And, you know, we know you, Vaughn, that you're in Galveston and you're a wild man. I challenge you, big boy. Grab this book, take it on, look at the higher power, and see what's going on. Why don't you have a relationship strong? You're telling me here on your email, me saying you're nervous. I thought you were a bad boy. You need to grab onto this and look at it. We've got people writing all over, Mary. You've got them excited. We're going wild. I've got friends here saying, Jethro, you sent me candy, and I'm very excited about it. I love that. But, you know, that was, I got to tease you, Destin, that was over 2 years ago. You need to stay out of those taverns. I don't know what you're doing. We've got friends writing all over. You guys, get in here. It's Christmas is coming. We're going to be giving away a book today, An Experiment with God by Christiana Carter. Mm-hmm. And it's actually even signed, Enjoy the Journey, with her. So, well, we got people, okay, we got Jethro, I must have the book. Give it to me now. Well, no, you got to go in to, I love these people. We talk about, wow, a little pushy there, Daisy. What we got to do is go to psychicjethro.com and tell me you listen to the show. Tell me you're interested. I've got ones of you right now that want to know more. We're going to be turning that over to Facebook. You can go in, and it's spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. So it's Christiana Carter. So C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A-C-A-R-T-A-R. And those of you that are tuning in, grab onto it. You know, she tells you just grab a pen and do the book. You guys right now are getting the spiritual part. I'm sorry I cut you off the story. When they hear that, they go, now you're getting married. You were told about this person. Did you meet the person before, Christiana? Was this somebody that was in your life? Did the higher power give you any warning, or was this a good person?
No.
They're asking how. No.
So Freddie Ogner, and he was my freshman high school crush when I was 13 years old. And he was like the super popular guy that just didn't have time for me. But I like totally crushed out on him for freshman and sophomore year. And then we hadn't seen each other for 30 years. And he reached out and had gotten to a place. He was actually in Florida. I'm actually coming into Florida through the end of the year, into the Tampa area. And so he was there, and then what was amazing is my mom ended up having, so that was, he sent me a birthday message on Facebook in January 2015, and then we met up for like two days in February, and then my mom had a problem. She couldn't breathe, so she ended up having a catheterization of her heart and needed a bypass, like that exact same morning. So within 24 hours, she had a bypass. So I ended up staying in Florida for a really hard, you know, that's pretty crazy, not knowing if your mom's going to live or die. And what was amazing is God sent him to me, and he said, you focus on holding your family up. I've got you. And I got to lean into him for almost a month, and he was incredible. And he's actually ended up being the most incredible strength for me, and more than I've ever expected. And that was the beginning of our relationship. So my mom having a bypass and him holding space for me ended up being the most incredible thing.
Oh, wow.
So
you
know,
right
in the midst of,
this is amazing.
Yeah, he's incredible.
Yes, he is attractive, too. You're getting teased a little bit, Christiana, because other people look over here, they go, but she's very attractive. You guys are, too, in the way that we've got here. Marcy, you're right in this in here. She's one of our shy friends up in, actually, Montana. She's telling me that she goes, Jethro, I can't believe, she goes, this girl is so intense now. I'm listening to her, and it just amazes me. But, you know, she's come this way. It's the survivor and what she was talking to you about. Mm-hmm. This is the excellent part. She put it into a book. And, you know, what I've got other friends telling me, how big is this book? This page, this is a 200-page book. So this isn't going to take, you're not going to have to do forever to get through. You're going to be able to work through it. And what's even beautiful that I'm excited about with her, and this is what I love with Christiana, is, you know, she's talking to you about, you guys are going to get to walk along the path with her. You're going to get to go with this, get in there, you know, roll up your sleeves, grab your pen, and get, you know, spiritual. I've got other friends writing in, Jethro, this is exciting me. We've got other friends. I want to get in on it. I put it in psychicjethro.com. It asked me, do I have to put my real name? No, you can put a name over the radio, because you guys know I do this in confidence with my spirituality, because this is personal when you come for a reading. The only thing I do ask, I will never share with anyone, is you give me a physical address. I am psychic, but I can't find you if you put down Uncle Ned with no address. You've got to give me a little more to go on. You know, I'm good, but, you know, even, Even Hercules had days where he couldn't lift it. So what you guys need to do is you need to work with me. We've got friends writing in, Jethro, we've read about your injury and we want to make sure. I'm doing fine. I want to tease you guys. Those of you know, I'm back in California, not in L.A. I'm up in Oakland area at Walnut Creek.
Mm.
And I did have nothing serious. I kind of teased some of you guys. I'm glad you love me on Facebook. What you're getting teased and you're hearing about with me was a lot of them were telling me that they were worried when I left Alexandria in Virginia up in that D.C. area. I'm doing really good. The only thing, you guys, and I want your prayers, is I've stayed no smoking, and I want to keep that nasty habit away. So,
nice.
You know, thank you. You know, Christiana, we're looking here at your book on here, and I was very excited to see that you work with taking stock. You know, some of the things that you talk about here make me feel so good. Were these given to you in a channeling, or did you just feel them because they just, the words alone make me feel good?
Thank you. So how it came to be is, so when that woman's like, do you want to break a leg? And I said, no. And I started, you know, when you're in that really dark place, I can only speak for myself, but when I was in that really dark place, my little voice was beating me up. And everyone said, do a grateful list, be a great. And I'm like, you know, here's the thing. When I was in that dark place, I couldn't even find grateful. Like I would say, oh yeah, because I needed what was on the other side of grateful. And I don't know if you can relate to that. So I thought, well, I can't get to grateful because I would say, oh, I'm grateful for my health. And my little voice would go, you're not grateful for your health unless you're sick and then you're grateful, you know, duh. And it would just beat me up. And I'm like, okay, there has to be a way that I can start getting present and being grateful where my little voice doesn't beat me up. And then I just heard in my head, why don't you take stock of every moment that's taken your breath away? And so I started. And so like some of the ways that I started taking stock, like on day 4, so I did taking stock. So it's like share a laugh with a stranger or a friend, someone holding the door for me, random acts of kindness, watching the branches and leaves of a tree blowing in the wind, sitting, watching the waves at the beach, walking hand in hand, making a stranger smile, dancing, road tripping, adventures, game night with friends, hanging out with a goddess circle, goddess camp, inspiring music, a really great hug, feeling connected, kundalini yoga, qigong, hot springs, conversations with a friend who makes me laugh, to know someone is thinking of me, appreciation circles, trust in myself, trust in God, and sitting at the aqueduct watching the water flow by. So it's not like I'm grateful for, you know, it's really just starting with basic appreciation. If you can get to a moment where, or like the other big ones for me are like playing with an animal or watching a baby or, oh my gosh, like another one for me is swimming with dolphins or spotting a dolphin in the ocean or seeing a hawk fly overhead, like those kinds of things. Those are moments where I feel like I'm part of something bigger. And then what happened is that then opened the door for gratitude, and my little voice was no longer active. So that was the first big step. And that just came through. Like, if you can't do that, well then do this, just take stock of moments that take your breath away.
Love it. Those of you tuning in, we're going to be coming to that part here. We're almost to the half hour mark. I know it goes so fast. We love all of you guys. And we're going to be taking a few questions. We've got a lot of you calling in, 856. You'll get in, 412-757-909, 433-631. Hang in. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be one. We heard Energy by Ben Sound was the beginning of the music, obviously with our call-out song, Wild One. And today we had drum roll for some reason other than the fact that Mercury wanted to mess with us. But we want to make sure that all of you guys are having fun. I'm glad to hear we're getting all this positive. You are correct. I got to say, when two come together, Christiana Carter is definitely light with my light. We're working out as positive to you. I have people teasing me. They're going, Jethro, this show is putting energy into my house. I'm sitting here listening to this today here in Newell's work, and what's happening is that things are just going very intense. I haven't felt so much strength in such a long time. I'm so blessed that you are able to do the show. Glad to have Psyche's Gone Wild back. Can't wait to do a Living in the Realm. And where's your newspaper? articles in your magazines, Jethro. We are working on those. You guys, you know, there's only so much Jethro in the time of the day. But what we're going to have happen for you is we're doing this. One of you lucky winners is going to take this home as a Christmas present, experiment with God. And I've seen a lot of you going in. We will pick a winner here. Make sure you put in. And then remember, those of you that are tuning in, we're talking to a friend of ours who's a good friend of Christiana's, and she's trying to come together with some really good authors for you guys for Christmas. So what we'll do is we'll do some special stuff here. We just started off with a bang here December 9th with our phenomenal Christiana Carter. You know, we're doing Happy Birthday to You with the lights. So all of you guys that are tuning in, tune in now. Make sure you go on. If you can look on Facebook, once again, it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N-A-C-A-R-T-E. See, I did it without no speech problems today, even though I'm eating a lot of sugar. www.experimentwithgod.com. We love you, Christiana. Mm-hmm. We're going to take just a minute break. We're going to play a few minutes. You guys heard it earlier, the 60s. The song you requested so much is by Gary Wimmer, Since I Fell for You. We'll do a few minutes for all of you guys. We'll be right back, and get ready to go wild.
Sweet sounds of the 60s.
And welcome, everyone. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, beautiful, Since I Fell for You by Gary Wimmer. Everyone tuning in today, we have a phenomenal guest and author. We are speaking today with Christiana Carter, and the author of Experiment with God. Tuning in, I know all of you guys are excited. We're going to be picking up the phones in just a couple of seconds here. This is Psyche Justice, mm-hmm. Psyche's Gone Wild. I'm going to ask a couple of you this question. I want you to say, you know, if you don't have the job or money that you want, use the gift of that knowledge to clear up what you do want and put your mind on it. This says a lot. This is from it's taken from an expert here, and I'm getting permission from the author who's on the line right now with Experiment with God, Christiana Carter. Taking it by storm. We just those of you who are playing Psyche's Gone Wild Monopoly, we've got Carolina, I want Christiana put up on the flag. She is definitely raising the energy down in the South again. We're happy. We've got some friends here. This is a very spiritual light book. I am looking at some of the things that have been happening in my life. I'm definitely going to order the book. This is Tammy. Thank you, Tammy. What I want you guys to
do is
we're going to talk to you, friends. Yeah, and go in there. Go into the Facebook. They're asking Christiana, you have a very strong energy. May I ask you, do you believe in angels?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I've always been very spiritual and very connected. And I've always heard God my whole life in my head, just this voice. And it was always telling me the things, you know, that I didn't want to do. But I definitely believe in angels and God. And yeah, I've been very open and very involved in lots of different beliefs. So very much so.
Love it.
I did
the
angel
like
card reading, you know. Oh, sorry.
Yes, go ahead,
I did the angel card reading, you know, with Doreen Virtue, I think it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got all the, I wasn't one angel, I was like all of them, which was interesting. Like I'm like the one that's like all the different ones. I embody a little bit of every of them, so I'm sort of all over the place with that.
I love it. You made a believer here of me, and we've got friends who are on the show. They're just exactly excited. They're going, you and Christiana have a whole new dimension of energy, Jethro. I am very excited. I'm looking at what I need to do and what I need to happen. I find it very impressive that you found an author who not only is encouraging me to do my own reading, but is also expecting me to be able to master this with the faith. This is very positive work.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. And I'm not, you know, you guys know I only promote the best, and this is one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this, and those of you tuning in, you can see it on Facebook. You can tell it. We've got, right now,
yeah.
You can look under Deborah Jacobs is doing the program, and she's writing on here. One of the things I love about Christiana work is it's very honest. There's no hidden things here, no secrets or nothing. This is a person that's right here. What do I do in chapter two here? How do I go if I'm frustrated? And you've got her writing back. You've got Christiana Carter here. Would love to have your feedback on those who've completed this process. Do you have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
That alone says a lot to me. She's not saying, you know, here's my book, have a nice day, wait till the sequel. She's in here grabbing a hold of saying, would you like to look at this? Would you like to take this there and give me the questions that friends write? Jethro, I love this. I'm checking on it right now. I'm looking at would it be in for the holidays. Yes, you guys, what we were saying earlier, I love you. I'm teasing. Was it 2 to 3 days? I think you can order it even quicker if you need it. And I am suggesting that to you, Mary, who, you know, contacted me there. I also am hearing that, you know, you're uplifting my spirit. Billy is writing me here in Florida. She's going, I have been bedridden quite a few years. I know that this is something that works with asking the higher power. I was very excited about the abundance part. Tell me, Christiana, what has it done for you? You said you were a person that was a victim. It sounds like you had a bad relationship.
I did, yeah. I had a bad relationship. You know, I was in fear of getting too old and not having kids, and so I got married very quickly, just wanting to have a family. And, you know, making decisions out of fear doesn't always get you the result that you want. Usually it doesn't. And so I ended up marrying the wrong person. But I actually believe that that served me because what it did is it shifted what I was doing. One of the things I've been doing part-time for the past 6.5 years is when I first started doing this process, I started this in I think it was in February of 2011, and I had got on, or April 2011, and I got on stage with a company called Peak Potentials back in June 2010, and I got on stage, and I wasn't strong enough. I was still very much in a victim and not owning my power, and so they took me off. And the owner of the company said that I wasn't holding my energy and I couldn't command a room. And I did this book. And after doing this book for 30 days, he saw me on stage after that. It was like sort of like at my last event. And he said, oh, my God, he's like, what happened to you? He's like, the way you hold a room, the way that people can connect with you, the way that you can relate people and be seen. All of a sudden, it went from taking away my dream of being on stage and empowering other people and not being able to own that and stand in that because I was terrified to be seen. And after doing this book, I just had such a strong sense of self that I was willing to be seen, as my mom says, warts and all, you know, and realizing that it's not about being perfect, you know. And for me, the other thing I want to share with you guys is this book is set up to be like a chicken soup book. This is just my story. I want everybody to go through and do this for themselves and then to submit their stories to me, because I want to create sequel books of people who just submit, I did this process and this is what happened, because not everyone's going to relate to me. This, I see this, and God has said that this is a community where there's going to be subsequent books that are printed, and my publisher is willing to do that for free. All I'm doing is, you know, to be able to get this message out, to reach as many people as possible, to buy the book, do the process yourself, get a group together, go through it together as a community. You can get the instructions for free on experimentwithgod.com. Just give me your email address and you'll get the instructions. You can get started today. But this is something that is designed for you to find your own way. It's not me telling you what to do. It's you finding that yourself. And when you find that sense of self, nobody can take that away from you. And you have the strength moving forward in your life. And that's what I want other people to really get out of it. And that's what I got out of it.
We love you, Christiana Carter. And those of you tuning in, you heard that. Now you guys get in there and get this. I've had a lot of you ask me different reasons for stuff going with it. Remember, you know, once these things come into alignment, you've got to keep your attention on what you're creating. And this is exactly what she's talking to you about. She's going to walk you through this. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the book. Right now it's an email to make contact to start on your program. She's doing this through her website there to make sure you get the contact and we get you in the program. So now tell me what's stopping you. Your fingers are tired. Your eyes don't see it. What you got? We got you in there getting her done. Get her done. And what I love, all of you guys tuning in is, yes, I am doing readings. Those of you tuning in, psychicjethro.com, get a hold of me. You do know, and I will tease you guys, that I'm doing a special thing for those of you who are busy and through the years of regular clients. Get into my new website and do the email if you're not, if the timing's hard. I know the East Coast is 3 hours off. I've had a lot of you teasing me. Contact me. Get a hold of us through the email. Right now, me and Christiana are offering you a way to get in and have yourself help. I do a picture, which I need a picture and email, and I will do 3 questions for you. Or in this case, as you've got here, you're ready to take the step. Get a hold of her at the website there of experimentwithgod.com, and let's get her done. I've got a few of you teasing me. I've gone into Facebook. I'm looking up. I found your name, Jethro. I went ahead and got into it. Now what do? You do exactly what she's telling you. Get put your email in and get her done, Cindy. Mm-hmm. You've got friends. And, you know, Kathy's also writing in here, I've never seen a lot of energy before, and I'm kind of a skeptic about the fact of fate. I was raised, sadly, where I was people who do not believe in God. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. There was a woman who hated God. And it was so funny because I didn't want to write the book. I was very resistant. I'm like kind of going, why am I the role model? I'm like the last person you think would write a book about God. And so I said, so I found this woman who hated God. And I said, here's the perfect thing. You have to do this, because when it doesn't work, I don't have to publish the book. And so she did it. And she wrote, when she did it, she wrote hate letters for 2 weeks, just like getting all of the stuff, like of being told how to believe or what to believe or all the stuff that was inconsistent or whatever. And she wrote that step. I just say, if you're going to do that, just record that separately, so you only reread the good stuff, right? Because what happens is you reread it every day. So the book is designed to be read in one sitting, because that I would read this in one morning, because it goes very, very fast. And, but here's a woman who hated God, was on the brink of getting a divorce, was a disgruntled parent, and was her company wasn't working well, and she flipped the whole script and totally found joy and connection and purpose. So it can happen for somebody who hates God. You're fine. And
wow.
This isn't about what other people believe.
Ah, see, now that, and there's the point of it. You know, do it here, do it now, and look at what you've got. We've got a lot of individuals writing in. We want to take just a minute here and catch you guys on the phone. It's 773-897-6461. Thank you, Mitzi. Love the show, listening in. We've got Peyton over here. He's telling me that it's been one of the times that he's really enjoyed listening in. It's really an odd time of the day. Yeah, Peyton's over in the United Kingdom, so right now it's probably about what, 4 a.m. in the morning. I don't know if you're going to be good and coherent, but I bet you can put an email in and get this too. See, this is what's good about this show. It's like it's gone wild, it's gotten wilder. You guys put in. Don't be shy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to grab the phones. We got it here. I know we're keeping you a little bit, Christina, and we apologize because we were breaking records.
Absolutely.
Our guests, so they don't want to let go of you. They're writing in. We still got people going, I haven't gone in for the book yet, Jethro. If you let her go, I will swear I'll take your pizza. Don't take my pizza. She's still here. Calm down. Nobody has to take Jethro's pizza. they know me in the food. You're finding out, Christina. That's my favorite hobby. 856, you are on live. Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today?
Hi, Jethro. Hey. Hi, Christy. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Welcome, Laura.
Hi.
Are you
thanks
the one that already requested the instructions?
No.
Okay. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering if you see, I'm looking for a job in my field. I had an interview last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder if you see me getting that or if there's something else coming for me.
I think that's a Jethro question, not a Christiana question.
I think Christiana could do it. She just don't want her yet. That's the next book we're going to get her to write. See, God has mysterious powers. We love you. Well, I've got you, and I feel the energy, and I do feel that, Laura, as you were talking, they're telling me another job, and I do feel that part of it is for your strength. I feel the better ones yet to come, and I did get a little sadness here. I feel like you take your job so seriously, you have to be careful who you work for. I feel like if you were not to get in with the right energy or the right person, your job has been a little detrimental to you before. They're showing
yeah, me. That's
I'm
true.
I can feel your heart.
What's coming through for me is figure out what it is that you love and come from that place. If you're doing something, if it's got the elements of things that you love, then you'll know that it's the right fit for you.
Yeah, and they're telling me that the 17th, you're going to hear something real good on December 17th with it. Ooh. And that will be, did you put in for the experiment with God? Have you tried to get this, Laura? This book is wild. We've got people going off the map here. I want to see what you feel of it. Did you get in there?
No, I haven't done that.
This is what we're talking about.
I don't know if it would work for me, tell you the truth. I don't think it would work for me.
You know, the only way it won't work for you is if you don't do it. You're always in control of your own experience. And God says, if you show up with a pen and paper and you're willing to show up and do it, it'll work. But again, it's you get to control the outcome because it's your relationship.
Yeah. But for the job, though, Jethro, you said I should hear something this month.
I'm hearing the 17th, but I love you. You're a little workaholic. We'll let you slide by because it's close to the holidays, but do check it out. And I do feel that. They said you'll hear something on the 17th. Remember to call in because we're going to be here all month going wild. So I love you. I better go because I've got other people. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Thank you, Christy. I'll check out your website.
Thanks. Okay, thank you.
We're getting wild, and I got all you guys writing in. They go, Jethro, this is the best part. I was down here waiting for Christiana, but what did I get? Nothing. Well, quit crying. We're going to grab another phone call. We got another people going off the web. This is wild. How about 412? What about you, 412? You've been waiting.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. This is Jethro and Christiana.
Great.
You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. What do you think? Be honest. What do you think about this experiment with God? Do you think me and her are driving you over the edge yet, or what? You've hung in here.
No, I had my own experience with God, so I know that it is real, so I would love to hear about other people because it's real.
I love exactly. you. And see, this is what's honest.
Oh,
you know, you're
thank
not
you.
Shy. Can I get your first name?
My name is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
Welcome, Keisha.
Okay, and my question is tonight, I have we're like more of an associate. His name is Troy. I'm trying to figure out what does he want from me because sometimes he acts a little strange.
Keisha, I feel like he's a little bit of a goofball, and I think what he wants is he wants a relationship, but he's real nervous. You've got a very beautiful energy, and I teach you, and it's true, you're very honest, but you're also a strong woman. And sometimes those guys when we get around a strong woman, we kind of become a boy. I know it's not always pleasant for the lady, but it's a good thing. It's because he doesn't want, he wants to look good and he wants to look in the light, and he's letting his mind think too much instead of just relaxing and being around. And I feel
like
He does like you. That's what I get.
He does. I was like, because ours is more like an associate business relationship. And I used to play with him and say, well, you're just going to be my business partner. And, you know, and we was. And but then lately he's kind of not into the business thing. And I'm thinking, I hope he's not letting emotions get into business. So I kind of figured
and
that. But,
to him. And I'm sorry I cut you off. It's been just recently, you know, it's like the last maybe couple, two or three weeks when this is really starting to be more noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
It's because of Saturn. Saturn's right now hitting, and it's not just Sagittarius. We just had a what they call a super moon and energy, 76 years that does all of this together. And so what it's doing is it's putting a lot of energy on here and now. Where do you want to be? Speak it out. Before, he probably was interested, but he wasn't so getting pushed to say or do something to find out what your interest. And then there's a fear, I feel a nervousness of it because of his energy, because of the business. He's not sure if you like him for his mind or if you actually are looking at him for relationship too. And I feel this is sad because I think that it, I feel like you two are very strong together and you don't, some people don't want to ruin a friendship
so
by
young,
you know, putting love.
He's like, he's so young. That's why I didn't ever wanted to go there.
Well, honey, you are too in the heart. I mean, I don't know who puts age on that. Come on now, you know.
Yeah. I haven't grew up in the heart. You're right. But I don't know.
I love it. Yeah. You know, and I always have to tease. I dated older women, so maybe I'm probably the wrong one to ask. Mm. But I got to tease you. When you love someone you love, there's no number on it.
Yeah.
And I feel that's what I feel. I also feel that he really is nervous that, you know, you might be the one that he really knows he's supposed to be talking to, but he uses business to impress you, where if he were to sit down and he's afraid you're going to say that, you know, you're too young. And it's like, in the other way, he's, you know, he needs a stronger, warmer fire is what they call it in the Native American way. I got people writing, Jethro, this isn't a Disney show today. It's not another kind of show neither. What are you thinking? They're so scared. They can't even talk about it. This is why we have to go wild for them. We love you.
Okay.
Did you get a chance to check out Christiana's website over here? This is, you've got to check it out. You know, you said you've got to.
I'm going to, because I'm a real big fan of God, and I love when people promote God. I could say that. Mm-hmm. And even in the spiritual realm, because there's a lot that's not understood about God and the spiritual realm. You know, they all, I don't know. It's like a lot of conflicting information. But once you have a personal relationship with him, you'll understand.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
It all comes
She's
down
working
to
with people free on their websites. Christiana's over there putting out the websites, putting people in here. She's getting the book out. I was promoted so much by a friend of mine that we were doing the show last month, and I will cheat a little bit, that I'm sitting here working with a good friend. You know, Lynn Andrews is a phenomenal best-selling author, just a wild woman. She's straight out. She's going to tell you what it is. And we're having this thing with this Native American woman of power, and people were writing on the thing. And what was beautiful is they go, and the woman told me on Facebook, she goes, there's this Christiana Carter lady, she's emailing people free. And I'm like, what do you people do? And, you know, Lynn's friends are like checking it out too. And I'm going, okay, these wild women are getting too much. I gotta calm her down. So what I want you to do is, I love it here. I gotta head off Keisha because now they're pushing me. They go, Jethro's making friends with Keisha. She's getting more time than me. Oh, you big babies.
Okay. You guys have a wonderful evening. Okay.
Blessings to you too.
Bye bye.
We love you. Everybody's a little bit wild. Don't go anywhere. We're grabbing onto the phones. We're gonna grab another phone. Christiana, I love you on the show. How do you feel here? We've got people checking this out. I know that this is your mission.
Yeah.
How many people do you intend to help, and what kind of a deadline are we looking at here?
So for me, I got a vision, back in February, sorry. And I want to have, my goal is I would love 5 million people to do this experiment for themselves by May 2020. And so for me, it's like getting the instructions out there for free, just being able to have that experience available and having other people share their stories, go through the experience, so then I can collect their stories and compile books by categories of what people want. You know, that way people can read other people that are like them that have had this experience, so then they'll be more apt to do the experience for themselves.
Those of you tuning in, remember, we're going through this. We're going to take just a second to push me just to remember the prizes. I never forgot them. The winner of Lynn Andrews' tarot card reading with a Shaman Way and the phenomenal artwork they're done and with by Robert and working with Lynn Andrews was J.D. Cruz, and actually a Californian. She won the cards. She can, and if you guys check it, you'll find her on Facebook. She's telling me they're phenomenal, having a lot of fun with the cards. We're going to be giving away Experiment with God today. We've got a lot of you guys in it with Christiana Carter. I'm going to have you over here. I want you just to give me a number from 180 to 1. Give me a number, Christiana.
132.
32. Ooh, going down here. Ding, ding, ding. I got to make the computer do its work for me, and it goes, ding. Annette Stevens. Wasn't that magical, you guys? You didn't know that Jethro didn't have only two brain cells this week. We're going to go bing, and we've gone down Annette Stevens. Annette Stevens, you New York. And so New York wins. New York also, for those of you playing Psychic's Monopoly, you know how Psychic's Gone won't go any place that the people are for. You all of you guys that are listening today, remember that, because these are the trivia questions we ask you. Where was the winner from that won Experiment with God by Christiana Carter? New York. And so there we go. We're going to go ahead. Don't go anywhere. We've got a couple of you still calling in. Jethro, I love the show. I'm going to tune in next week to see. We're going to be working with some other individuals. There's always prizes. So remember, your name stays in the drawing. And I don't mind you guys. You can do it, you know, as many times as you want. I had a person tease me. They said they did 3 times in 1 week and were worried. I don't worry about it because you heard the computer earlier. And what we did is the person listened to the show. She wanted the book really bad. We had someone write in and go, Jethro, if I'd have known that, I'd have put in more than 4 times because I want the book and I'm in Colorado. You got to stay in. Keep doing it. It's the fun of it. You know, and welcome. I hope you enjoy it. Let us know. Please write this to us. I've also, you've already requested, you'll be seeing that, those of you tuning in, that Annette is going to be friends with her on Facebook. So you guys are going to get to watch this and witness this. You can call in. Annette's going to do the book. She's excited. She's texting me over here. She goes, this is very exciting. I've got friends I'm going to tell about this. And I have I feel psychically, Mark's writing, I want the book. Okay, you guys are really going wild in there. We're going to grab the phone and change the subject because you're getting too wild.
Oh, can I add something, Christiana? Would that be okay?
Yeah. No, please.
So I would, if you guys are interested, so just for this day, which is what, today, December 9th, is that it? And so for today, December 9th, if you go to my website and you put in your email address and you get the instructions downloaded, for all the people that go in today, I will draw a name and I will give away a second book.
Oh, excellent. Did you hear that? You guys go in there.
So if you guys want to go in there, put in your email address, and I will draw a name today, and I will tell Jethro, so you can put it on the website, and you put your email address in, and I will give away one more book.
Checking, my friend in Greece is writing me, what about if it comes into ours and it's now the 10th because of Jethro always sends it out late? They're wanting to make sure. Do what she's telling you guys.
I'll send the book out Monday, so. You just have to, I'll contact you and give you the email and give you the information so that you're the winner.
Thank you, Christiana Carter. We're now, she's our Mrs. Santa Claus. We love her. And those of you guys tuning in, we're going to be giving this away again. You guys get excited. We got, oh my gosh, you're like, Jethro, where is that website? We've been saying it all the time. We'll say it one more time for you guys. You guys got to go in there. Say your website one more time, Christiana. We got people now waking up. Eva goes, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's experimentwithgod.com. And on the very first one, just fill out your email address. You'll get the instructions to do the process. And today I will send an email later today with the winner. So go ahead and do that now.
Perfect. Those of you tuning in, we're going to go. We got it. Thank you, Christiana. We kept her all through the show. We're not letting her go yet. We got a few more minutes left. We're going to slide into base. One more reading.
Okay.
I got to grab one then out. How about that 330? What do you know, 330?
I believe in God, yes. I have a lot of faith.
Hey, love you. This is Jethro and Christiana, and you are?
My name is Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Welcome, Kim.
Hi. I've had quite a few health issues these last 6 months, and I need some good hope or money or a wonderful love to come into my life.
I got to ask another favor of you, Kim, because I'm feeling that there's two things happening with your energy. Can you give me your date of birth?
4/15/71.
Okay, there's where I'm feeling the other energy. I feel this headstrongness, which makes sense with the fire sign and the work. They're telling me you are you've got one more little hurdle to go through, but I feel like it's in the mending part of it, and I do feel that you're headed for like a couple of months of some real intensity. He says it's a little bit after Valentine's that things are going to really strengthen up for you in the way of the work and the time. You've put out a lot of energy, and I feel that that's why the healing's still working a little bit. Something going on a little bit in the lungs or the lower area here?
Yes, I did have blood clots in my lungs, and I went back to work for a week and a half, and now I have a broken foot.
Okay. I'm feeling the lungs still, and I feel like you're doing the right thing and it's still taking it, but I am being cautious by the angels telling me, remember, it took a while to get you here. It's going to take a little while to pull you back out. They're healing you. Like, that foot was also the higher power. It was a way of slowing you down. It was like, woo.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing you like, I got to work, I got to go there, and they're like, no, honey, you got to sit down, relax. And you gotta go. Mm-hmm. You gotta go at a pace that's comfortable. There's another sad thing that's gotta go through too, and I feel that is you've been letting go. We were talking earlier about this, and I feel like you're a very strong woman. But I feel like what we want to do is we want to turn it completely over. You believe in God, and I feel that. But I feel the real strength is your man of power is very spiritual, and they don't have him dot to dot connected there. I feel like the people you bound there are not. I'm sorry, they're not worth you. I'm going to be really mean. But I feel like they're not the people that have been coming trying to get a relationship, the angels just keep putting the door to them. They're not ready for the right one because he's going to be like you, worth the wait, you know? They keep telling me he's also an April baby. I feel like he's very strong. I feel like he's a little outspoken, which may offend other ladies, but you need a blunt man. You don't like head games.
You're so right.
It's kind of cute.
Know, what
it's
I'm
like,
hearing,
oh, my gosh. Sorry.
And when I was doing an experiment with God, when I was in that place where I was getting out of that relationship and I was looking for the partner for me, God kept putting it into my path. And he said, he's like, if you could just love yourself the way that I love you and see yourself the way that I see you, if you can just focus on falling in love with how great you really are, exactly where you are with everything that's going on in this moment, that you are a gift and that you're perfect right now, if you can just focus on that and start appreciating that, that'll radiate it and help you through that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. We love you. We got ahead now. They're giving us that kick out the door. They want me and Christiana back next week. Would you tune in and would you let us know what you think of everything with the book and everything, Kim?
Oh, absolutely. I'm home, so I have plenty of time to read.
We love you. We're going to be putting that out. Blessings
thank
to everyone.
You.
We got to head out. Thank you. We're headed out the door. Christian, anything you want to say to these wild people before we have to call it a day?
That you are a gift and you are perfect exactly as you are, and that just know how amazing you really are. And if you can see that value and touch that value, nobody can take it away from you.
Love it. Remember, you guys, stay wild. It is a way to be. And until next week, we'll see you or hear you then.